Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And what? Another New Jersey traffic jam purposely caused by government officials? Well, this one isn't a scandal, though it may feel like one. It's day one of 2 years of no inbound Pulaski Skyway travel to the Holland Tunnel. Let's check in with Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop on how the first weekday commute went and what comes next. And we can take your calls if you're one of the 10,000 drivers who normally uses the Pulaski Skyway. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Mayor Fulop, welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So first, give us a status report. What did you see this morning? How did it go?
Well, this morning was pretty good, actually. I would consider it a dress rehearsal for next Monday, considering it's a vacation week. We started on Saturday. It was obviously very light. And then today was a modest increase. And then next week is going to be full on. But today got us to get a chance to actually see drivers' behaviors when you close down the Pulaski and make some adjustments. So today went well, but we're not, out of the weeds yet.
And listeners, how'd it go if you drove it, and how can they improve the alternative routes, either mass transit routes or alternative driving routes, and make it more tolerable? Your suggestions welcome here from Mayor Steve Fulop, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Do you have any indication yet how many people actually got out of their cars and switched to mass transit today?
We don't have the count yet. What I can tell you is that what it looked like this morning was happening is that the Lincoln Tunnel, which normally during rush hour would have about a 30-minute delay, probably had about a 45-minute delay, and the Holland Tunnel was actually pretty quick. And that's probably attributed to people overcompensating and moving in the Lincoln Tunnel. So you'd probably think over the next 2 weeks kind of it'll find the new normal, but it was hard to get a read, and we don't have the final count yet on the number of cars, just kind of anecdotal evidence.
That might be kind of a silver lining for all the headache if hundreds or thousands of people realize, hey, this mass transit thing is not actually so bad. Maybe I'll stay on the train or the bus.
Yeah, no, look, we're encouraging people to use carpools, trains, buses. Ultimately, hopefully, we could help change some habits. It's ultimately going to be a long-term benefit if we could get people using mass transportation.
And we should say, for people who haven't experienced this or heard about it yet, it's only the northbound lanes heading toward the Holland Tunnel on the Skyway that will be affected by the repairs. But, Mayor, roads and bridges are repaired all the time without a 2-year shutdown, aren't they? So why is it this way in this case?
So this one has been in need of repair since 1983. So we're looking at 30 years. It kind of speaks to kind of the infrastructure situation in this country. If you go underneath that bridge, you'll see that it's corroded. And it's just a matter of time before something really terrible happens there. So the choices were either a prolonged shutdown or limited shutdown over an extended period of time where we're trying to flip the traffic each way during the day, closing it down for some period, or a quicker construction period, which is 2 years, which is what we chose, and shutting down an entire lane in one direction. So when you looked at all the facts, the dollars, the cost increase, it just made sense to go this way.
Did you have a say?
Most of the planning was done prior to me getting in here, so I didn't have a direct say in it other than them coming to us and saying this is what we recommended. But ultimately, what they recommended seemed to be kind of the rational point of view.
Danny from Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Oh, is it Damani? I'm sorry. Hi.
Yes, Damani. Hi. The Pulaski Skyway wasn't just come. Today's not day one because I travel on Route 1 and 9 to go to my in-laws every day, and I usually use the truck route. But because the Pulaski Skyway was shut off partially this weekend and my route is an alternate route, I was majorly backed up this weekend already. And so my wife and I are already planning to take different ways to go to my in-laws because the road that I take is usually a mess, but now it's a little bit worse.
Yeah, today is weekday one. I guess Saturday was day one. What route would you recommend for others in your position? Do you have one?
Well, because I live near Bayonne, I would recommend taking 78 if you have to go towards Central Jersey and then taking the turnpike.
Thanks, Damani. Gary in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Gary. You're on the air. You have a report about how it went this morning?
Yes, the traffic was, I live right on Tunley Avenue near Journal Square, and the traffic was extremely light. I was talking with a neighbor, and we just couldn't believe how things were going nicely. But I did have a question for the mayor, is why is the Broadway ramp going south closed?
Why is it closed right now?
Yeah.
I'd have to circle back with you. There's actually part of the challenge is there's a bunch of DOT projects going on at the same time. There's another project on the Turnpike. There's kind of the circle down there, and then obviously the Pulaski Skyway. So we're going to get a timeline on that, and that's supposed to be opening up soon.
Uh-oh, it's a lane closures question. and
ours for some traffic trouble in Jersey City.
There you go. You said it. Ours in Woodbridge. You're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. What you got?
My question is the same one. Since 2 years, they're shutting down the lanes in the daytime. One lane is open always, both ways. I mean, all these 2 years, what were they doing before? And now they're shutting down entirely going to New York. You know, why not entirely coming to New Jersey? First they close it. Or they can do the same way. They shut down one lane and keep on doing what they're doing. I mean, it doesn't make sense to shut down the Pulaski, you know, entirely.
Ars, thank you. Mayor, do you want to respond to him? And is it going to be then 2 years going the other way?
No, it's going to be 1 year going one way, and then we're going to be shifting. But let me say this. It was not possible to do just one lane each way based on kind of the infrastructure and how we're approaching it. And it wasn't possible to be shifting it based on rush hour. So they closed this direction for the reason that recognizing that if you didn't close this way, it would back up all the way into lower Manhattan. And, it's an inconvenience. There's no question about it. But I just want to say, Brian, that you've seen this sort of stuff after Sandy, after 9/11, that whether it's the path shutdown, the Holland Tunnel, most of the access points in lower Manhattan, and, you know, people figure it out. They're very resourceful. We do our best to minimize it, but, you know, the new normal is going to settle in, and I recognize people are going to be frustrated, but we've planned a lot for it, and we think we got a good plan in place.
As we talk about the shutdown of the Pulaski Skyway, so I think I actually got it wrong. It's 1 year inbound and then 1 year outbound. It's not...
It's supposed to be... Yeah, it's going to be a total of two years on this thing.
All right. 212-433-WNYC and John in Ridgewood. You're on WNYC. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Great program, by the way, always. You know, you said this is not a scandal. It is a scandal. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That the Port Authority is paying for this. I worked for the Port Authority for over 32 years. I worked at Newark Airport. I worked at LaGuardia. And the point is that the money that's going for this is not a Port Authority function. And when you complain, when the public complains about the state of good repair or complains about the lack of first-class airports in New York, well, where is that money going? And the money's going to things like the Pulaski, which is not a Port Authority function. So that's a real scandal. And it's not just Governor Christie, because nothing happens at the Port Authority that the two governors don't know about and agree to. So Andrew Cuomo is also part of this. And the siphoning off of capital funds from the Port Authority is a scandal that needs to be addressed if we want to have first-class infrastructure in New York City.
John, as somebody who worked for the Port Authority and cares about these issues, why would you not consider it part of their purview if this is a major route that serves people commuting between New York and New Jersey, which is, I think, you know, the scope of what the Port Authority is supposed to be concerned about?
Yeah, but it's not a Port Authority facility. It's, you know, you could make that argument about the Jersey Turnpike. You can make that argument about the Garden State Parkway. It's not a Port Authority facility. It's not part of the facilities. We don't get revenue from it. Remember that the Port Authority has no taxing power. The Port Authority has general revenue bonds that are, you know, funded by the user facilities of Port Authority facilities. That's not the Pulaski. So, you know, you got to make choices in life, and this is a bad one. This was done so that Christie didn't have to raise 2 cents on the gasoline tax and was able to use highway fund money in the state of New Jersey that could have been used more appropriately for this project.
John, I'm going to leave it there. Mayor Phillip, how much do you agree with him?
Yeah, I think there's validity to what he's saying. I mean, if you look at the Port Authority's core mission and where it's gone over the last 10, 15, 20 years, you know, they're a real estate development company right now. And, you know, their core mission is supposed to be transportation, and they've obviously moved away from that. So I do think there's validity to what he's saying. It's hard to argue the point otherwise.
And didn't this project use funds that had been earmarked for the new ARC tunnel under the Hudson River that the governor killed because of the, you know, the cost to New Jersey if he went forward with it, which I guess really would have been a Port Authority thing because it's an actual tunnel that connects New York and New Jersey. So is this happening because the ARC tunnel isn't happening, and would you criticize that priority?
But the ARC tunnel was an absolute priority, and it's a travesty that it was canceled. But it's hard to equate one infrastructure project directly to the other, but the ARC tunnel was a massive project that was canceled, and I think most of the newspapers have detailed that those dollars then went to going towards infrastructure projects in New Jersey so that, you know, to alleviate the pressure on the infrastructure trust fund, which hasn't been replenished. So, you know, what John said, there is validity to it. I don't know what else to say.
And we have a comment on our webpage responding to the traffic that says, what's the big deal? Just take the ARC tunnel. Oh, right. That person writes. Alan in Brooklyn. Oh, my God. Alan sounds like he's on the train right now. Alan, hi. Alan, you there?
Yes. My comment is related to the last one about the Port Authority funds being misused. There's a generic kind of nationwide deficiency in state constitutions that allows governors the discretion to defer maintenance so long that they turn what should be a function taken care of by state employees, routine maintenance, and turn it into a periodic opportunity for giant plum contractors to totally reconstruct things that could have been maintained well in the first place. And there's no constitutional provision that guarantees that this funding stream is going to be in place whenever you build a major capital improvement.
Right. That's a really interesting point. And so, Mayor Phillip, this becomes the high cost of infrastructure maintenance delayed. And I wonder if, being relatively new to mayor of Jersey City, you're seeing other pieces of infrastructure that have been neglected over time that are going to cost you and cost the taxpayers in the long run.
I think this is a theme, as was touched on, throughout the entire country. It's not New York unique to Jersey City or New York. We're constantly battling with the Port Authority and the state of New Jersey on infrastructure needs in Jersey City, road improvements, access points, path improvements. And, you know, look, unfortunately, most elected officials don't view maintenance as a really attractive way to spend funds, unfortunately, even though it's crucial and they should be. But, you know, people don't have long-term vision, unfortunately. And this is something that had to get done. This should have been done 30 years ago. So it really speaks, this particular project speaks to some of the infrastructure problems in this entire country. It's not unique to New Jersey or Jersey City.
By the way, on the ARC tunnel versus Pulaski Skyway repair, the Wall Street Journal reported this weekend that Manhattan DA Cy Vance has subpoenaed records related to the post-ARC projects. Are you concerned at all that this repair might end up in some sort of legal limbo and not get done, you know, in even as an efficient manner as is planned now?
Please don't say that. Let me say it this way. The way I understand this project has already been bid out. It's we have the contractors on site. We're working to actually expedite the projects wherever possible. And I don't think this is going to get held up in any sort of kind of legal hiatus just because of the importance of the Pulaski Skyway. The legal issues at the Port Authority and some of the conflicts that exist there are as important, but they're entirely different, and they should be treated as different because this highway needs to be put on back online as soon as possible.
And by the way, in our last minute, this is, of course, a thoroughfare that people use to bypass Jersey City on their way in or out of Manhattan and the Holland Tunnel. But what are the ramifications for the city itself?
estimate. We have, I don't think there's anything additional we could have done as it relates to planning. We have, dozens of additional police officers on duty pulling traffic through intersections. We've changed the traffic lights to be more capable of reading traffic flow, not just based on timing. And the plan is really flexible. So today was kind of day one, a light day one, so to speak. And then we're adapting it for tomorrow. And then we're going to, tweak it between now and Monday. And then Monday is going to be the first opportunity to really see the full impact. And then we'll continue to tweak it. So we have a plan in place and things are working, but we'll see where it goes.
We'll see where it goes and we'll see where it gets stuck in traffic. The Jersey City Mayor, Steve Fuller, on the first weekday of the Pulaski Skyway repairs. Thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having
me. Good luck with it. I will be off for the rest of the week, taking my high school son on a couple of out-of-town college tours. If you know what a hurricane or a TERP is, you know where we're going. Jamie Floyd filling in and Manoush Zomorodi, host of New Tech City, in her Brian Lehrer Show guest hosting debut. Be nice to the substitute hosts. Happy Passover. Happy Easter. Talk to you again week from today. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.